Attention. You're listening to The Daily Dose. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right.
Last night, Republicans took to the debate stage in South Carolina a mere 18 days before the Iowa caucus. And the debate didn't disappoint. Trump and Cruz debated national-born citizenship. Rubio and Cruz debated immigration and voting records in Congress. Obama's failures were addressed. Hillary's lack of qualifications were set forth. And in case you were worried about it, Lindsey Graham was able to find a ticket and attend. The debate was held on a Thursday night during prime time on the Fox Business Channel for all America to see. The GOP is proud of its candidates and wants to showcase their ideas and political positions on issues. But I'm wondering if you know that there is another debate coming up. This debate features a possible criminal, a self-proclaimed socialist, and a social media sex symbol known as none other than sexy, sexy, sexy Martin O'Malley. Unlike the Republicans, the Democrats hide their candidates, hosting debates on Saturdays and Sundays. Relatively no media buzz is given these circus acts that have become contests to give away as many government freebies as possible. And that race, by the way, is neck and neck, with the self-proclaimed socialist just edging out the possible criminal as of last check. If Democrat socialist ideas are such winners with the American people and the Constitution, why hide the candidates? Why air a debate on a Saturday night and then a Sunday night? Was the 2 a.m. slot taken by the latest infomercial? Could they not replace the 1980s movie marathon that was running at the same time on a different channel than the Super Bowl? Americans need to realize that what we're told by the media simply isn't true. Democrat ideas are not widely embraced. In fact, they're often despised. Just consider gun control, open borders, and the skyrocketing national debt. These are all Democratic losers, but they've never been portrayed that way. The Democrats aren't the party of choice and diversity we're told that they are either. In fact, the best they can come up with are two old white guys and a Clinton. The Republican field is strong, proud, and full of ideas. The Democrat field is awful, boring, superficial, and absent of real-world American solutions. Don't buy into the nonsense. The momentum, the Constitution, and the American people are behind one party. And the FBI is on the trail of the other.
Thank you for listening. To further boost your immunity, join Todd for his full-length program called The Antidote to Liberalism. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and our website, theantidotetoliberalism.com. Or connect with Todd directly on Twitter at Common Sense Gear or by email, todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com.